Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Our mission is to make analytics practical. This is not about abstract theory, but to share true stories of how using analytics helps real-life businesses with real-life constraints make the best possible decisions to compete, grow, and thrive. I'm your host, A.G. Tan. We've been pretty busy here at Qubit as 2020 comes to a close. Among other things, including planning Qubit's own business for 2021, we have been conducting job interviews with aspiring consultants as it appears that there may be growing demand for our analytics expertise next year. Not that I want to jinx anything. When we interview, we are less interested in whether the candidate already has the specific skills we're looking for. Instead, we're looking for signs of aptitude, motivation, and fit. As I like to tell our new recruits, my secret evil plan is that you will enjoy the work so much that you won't notice how hard you're working. This led me to reflect on the two traits that are shared by everyone who embraces, and by that I mean loves, consulting as a profession. One, thriving in a state of variety and change. And two, being driven by the desire to make a tangible positive impact. There are few greater pleasures for a committed consultant than having a client quantify the process improvements that were made possible as a result of your hard work. Consultants live on the high from words such as, "Our monthly close process now takes just a day where it used to take 10 days." Or, "Using an AI model to automate our baseline forecast has saved us over 30 person hours per week." And, "Our sales forecast accuracy has increased to 99.8%. I hope you enjoyed my client voices. Anyway, these highs have been especially appreciated in 2020, which has been a tough year for all of us. I pray that you have come through it with less pain than some. Sadly, the Qubit team has collectively had its share of losses, but we are proud of how we've supported each other and those among our clients who needed our help. We also learned to appreciate how important the work we do is in helping companies plan, analyze, and understand their businesses. In pre-pandemic times, planning agility and having a finger on the operational pulse in real time were nice to haves. After all, if you are not a planning nerd, and you probably aren't because most people aren't, the annual budget and monthly forecast are probably the least favorite parts of your job. But in the unmitigated uncertainty brought about by COVID-19, the ability to run and rerun what-if forecast scenarios and to quickly sense the shifts in the business as they happen can make the difference between survival and lost jobs. Analytics at speed and scale suddenly matters. Manual Excel-based processes have no way to keep up. As one client in the distribution industry texted us one day over the summer, "Without the Qubit system, we would have been beeped." I guess he was excited. 2020 was also the year when extended planning and analysis, or XPNA, came into its own. The XPNA vision is about breaking down silos in planning so that finance, sales, and operations are all in alignment and speaking the same language, while simultaneously, and this is very important, simultaneously meeting the specialized needs of each function. For example, finance usually thinks in terms of months or accounting periods, while manufacturing operations may be doing demand and capacity planning by week or even by day. There are good reasons why this planning has been done separately historically, but nowadays, the combination of more data being collected at greater levels of detail and cheaper access to computing power introduces exciting new possibilities. The opportunities for qualitative improvements in terms of forecast accuracy and data-driven decision-making have never been greater. And it has been gratifying to see how well this idea is resonating with so many of our clients. This is not about throwing technology at a problem to reduce headcount or increase efficiency in a blind way. It's about winning back time to do high-value work, like analyzing and thinking and evaluating hypotheses to make better decisions for your business. Going with your gut is not a long-term strategy for winning when your competitors are going with the data and continuously learning from it. Ultimately, it's about finding the optimal balance between human intelligence and artificial intelligence. Let the technology take care of the boring, repetitive stuff and free up the people to make the magic happen. This is what it takes to succeed in the 21st century. On behalf of Qubit, thank you for sticking with us in 2020. We look forward to another year of learning, innovating, and improving so we can be here to help you achieve your goals. Happy New Year. Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Do stay in touch. You can email us at info@quebit.com or check out past episodes and transcripts at qubit.com/podcast. Until next time, take care.